I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Isabel, will you come too? Hi, Sawyer. Thank you for coming up, Isabel. Hi, Cameron and Kaylee and Kate. Good morning. Are you all doing okay today? Yeah? Well, I need a little help from you this morning. You see, in the gospel lesson that I just read, the disciples saw Jesus praying and they said, "Can you teach us how to pray?" And Jesus, instead of giving them some kind of magic words or teaching them exactly how to pray, Jesus instead teaches them a little bit about who God is. And Jesus says that God is like our parent, like a father or a mother, and that when we pray, Jesus wants us to talk to God like we talk to our parents. And so I was thinking that since Jesus wants us to talk to God like children talk to their parents, who better to help me with my sermon this morning than some children, right? So a couple Sundays ago, I talked about there are some words that we use in church. They're kind of big churchy vocabulary words. And we sort of think or assume that everybody knows what they mean. But the reality is that not everybody does, but we don't want other people to know we don't know, so we sort of pretend that we know what they mean. Well, prayer is something else in the church that we think everybody kind of knows how to do, or they should know it. And so it's just one of those things that we think everybody knows how to do, and so we don't often talk about it. And we don't, I don't think, teach how to pray as often as we should. Because the truth is, prayer can be hard sometimes, right? Like, if you were ever asked to pray in public, why might you feel like it's a hard thing to do? You're in public and people are watching you. Maybe you're worried about what other people might think about what you say. You feel kind of nervous or anxious. Yeah, it's one thing I've noticed in my years of doing ministry that when I ask folks to kind of pray before a meeting or pray out loud, people get really nervous because I think they're afraid that somebody's going to say, "Oh, I can't believe they prayed that way," or, "Oh, they prayed those words." We're really worried about what people might think about what we pray. And so prayer sometimes can make us really nervous. But I think that's because we have fears or anxiousness about saying just the right thing or doing just the right thing in prayer. And the truth is, prayer is such a big topic that I could talk to you about prayer every Sunday for a whole year and still not cover anything. So to talk about prayer in just a few minutes on one Sunday isn't covering everything, but there are a couple things that I want to make sure you know. So one, prayer was really important to Jesus. Prayer was the way that Jesus talked to God and that he spent time with the Holy Spirit. And so in the Gospels tell us that over and over and over again, Jesus spent time in prayer. He spent time talking to God and sharing with God and telling God the things that were on his heart and the things that were on his mind. And so that's a model for us when we kind of wonder, well, what should prayer look like for us? We look to Jesus. Jesus spent time sharing his heart and his mind with God. And so when the disciples ask Jesus, "Hey, can you teach us to pray?" Jesus says, "Well, first, you're going to pray our Father," because Jesus wants us to pray like children, like children talk to a parent. So what are some of the things that you talk to your parents about? What did you say?
I just feel sad because my mom is sick.
You feel sad because your mom is sick? That is sad.
And Spencer.
And Spencer is sick? Well, I will pray for them.
Those two, they caught both and then they got sick.
So when you're feeling sad, do you talk to your parents and tell them what you're sad about? Yeah, you can FaceTime and tell them, sure. What are some other things that we tell our parents about? Yes, Kaylee? When you have a bad day at school? Absolutely. Do you like to talk to your parents about good things that happen? And bad things that happen? And hard things? What about if you need something? Can you ask your parents for something if you need something? Like at bedtime, I need more water. Or if you get a hole in your britches and you need a new pair of britches, or that's what your dog does. Your dog bites you? Cameron, what are some things that you talk to your mommy about? Do you tell your mommy when you're hungry? Or you tell your dad when you want to go outside and play? Yeah? So really, we can talk to our parents about anything. About good things, or hard things, or things that we're thankful for, or things that we need. We can talk about all of those things with our parents. And you know what? Our parents love it when we talk to them and share with them, because they love us so much. Yeah. And in baptism, God adopts us as God's children. So we are God's children, and God is our parent. And we can talk to God like we do to our parents. Absolutely. Since this is a little bit longer of a children's sermon, I've got a couple more things to say. But do you guys need to take a stretch break? You need to stretch or get some wiggles out? I know we're up here for a long time. You have any wiggles you need to shake out? Your foot hurts?
No, I used to get it, it used to hurt my daycare, and it was just with this one.
Is it doing better now?
Kind of?
It still hurts? I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, so the other thing I want to make sure you know about prayer is that sometimes we get really nervous, like, is God going to hear my prayer, or is God going to answer my prayer? And we put so much pressure on ourselves to think that maybe every time I pray, I have to fold my hands or bow my head or get on my knees. And those are really good things to do when we pray. But if we don't do those things, it doesn't mean that God isn't going to hear us, because our prayers still go into God's love and God's ears and God's heart. So sometimes we worry that if we don't do the right thing or say the right thing, that God might not hear our prayer or answer our prayer. And that's just not true, because there's nothing that we can do or say that will make God hear us any more or any less. Just like there's nothing we can do or say that'll make God love us any less. And the same is true for the words that we use. Sometimes we get really nervous, like, am I saying the right thing? Or did I say it right? Did I ask for that right? We can get really nervous when we pray. Like, we feel like we have to get it just right. Well, there is no right way to pray. And there's no wrong way to pray. Because God, as our parent, loves us and just wants us to come and talk to God and share. And so whether you're on your knees praying with your hands folded and head down, or you're laying on your bed at night looking at the ceiling, or you're playing outside, or like me driving my car, God hears us when we talk to God at all of those times. And you know what? Sometimes prayers don't even need words. Have you ever thought about that? That sometimes when we feel like, oh, I just can't even think of the right words to use into prayer to talk with God, sometimes prayer doesn't even need words. The Bible tells us that when we cry, that the Holy Spirit takes our tears and our cries and offers that to God as prayer. So maybe when you're so sad and you don't have words to pray, you don't have to worry about not having the right words, because God can take our tears, our moans, our cries. Have you ever been so much in pain that you just kind of moan or groan or even scream? The Holy Spirit even takes those and offers those to God as prayer. So really, prayer doesn't even always have to be about words. But what I want you to remember is, God hears us all the time, no matter what. We don't have to have the right words. We don't have to have the right way to pray. God hears us, no matter what. So I thought maybe we could end our time together by each offering a couple things that we're thankful for and that we need, and then we'll pray those together. So what are some things that we can thank God for?
Family.
Family? Yes, Kaylee. For food and water. What would you like to thank God for, Cameron? Maybe for your toys or the new tractor that your family has? Yeah? Sawyer, what would you like to thank God for?
For everything.
For everything? Okay, and I want to thank God for all of you. And what's something that we can ask God for, that something that we need God's help with, or something that we just want to ask God for? Can you think of anything you want to ask God for? Maybe we can pray for your mom and Spencer who are sick.
They can eat soup.
They can eat soup, but we can pray for them too. What would you like to ask God for, Cameron? Well, my dog George is sick right now. Maybe we can pray for my dog George to feel better. Yeah. And are you, what did you say?
I'm sick.
You're sick too?
No.
No. Why is George sick? We think he ate something he shouldn't have. So he has a really bad stomach ache. Because he ate something he shouldn't have, and it upset his tummy. I think his tummy must be a little bit sensitive. Yeah. Is there something you'd like to ask God for, Kaylee?
More food for animals.
More food for animals. I love that. Peaches make your stomach upset? But you tried them again and it's okay now? Oh, it's still not okay. Okay. Oh, when you were a baby, you got sick from them. And you went to the doctor and the doctor helped you? Yeah. Well, let's pray together. Good morning, God. Thank you for today. And for each other. For food and for family, for our toys and our tractor. Thank you that you hear us when we pray to you. Help us to share with you what's on our hearts and minds without being afraid that we're doing it wrong. We ask that you would be with all of those who are sick or not feeling well, and that you would provide food, more food for animals. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you for coming up this morning and staying a little bit longer to help me with my sermon.